Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today, I'm going to paraphrase and speak from a letter to the editor that was sent by Bob Strezak, the executive director of the Peace Officer Standards and Training, now retired, who I've known for many years, in relation to an article in the Sacramento Bee talking about police rookies facing a training gap and great risk, of course. But in the article, as he's talking in his response, he says, and I'll paraphrase as we go through in this, ivory towers have their place, and so do silver bullets. Maybe somewhere a silver bullet exists to prevent police officers from being killed in the performance of their duties. Those bullets lie in a bandolier, perhaps, of silver bullets that can solve evil, hate, greed, lust, poverty, homelessness, mental illness, and other societal maladies. The article references a training gap. It's not a training gap, it's an unpredictability gap. Offer a solution to that. Assault rifles only play a small part in the equation to stay alive. From an officer's perspective, there is no routine call. There never has been. There's no distinction between a small caliber handgun or an assault rifle when you're looking down the barrel. Small slow bullets kill just as quickly as small fast bullets, or small or large knives, or any other derivation of lethal force an officer must confront in seconds. An officer can get killed in Davis or elsewhere just as easily as in Los Angeles or on any street anywhere. It appears it was also suggested that 911 operators should ask emergency callers if they'd like a young or an older officer to respond or offer a specific race or orientation. Emergencies don't offer such luxuries. They raise the issue of youth, which obfuscates the tragic death of a life that chooses service, valor, and bravery. Thank God for the character of our young officers. It's character, not youth, that should be recognized. Thank God for every young officer who commits their life to the service of others. With proper funding, those silver bullets that were mentioned earlier might be found. And who knows? One day, the legislature might create that foundry where silver bullets are forged to legislate the peaceful outcome of all conflicts involving the human race, young and old, evil and righteous. It will not be those who make policy, but those who enforce it, that will be thankful. The reality in this, as mentioned by Bob Strezak, is when you're doing studies and you're saying you need to do something, as in a business model, to simplify it to the most, look at what actually happens. Look what actually must be done. Ivory towers do have their place. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.